hearing of the Senate Committee on Natural Resources and Water. We have just one bill that we will be hearing today, but before we begin with Senator Wilk's bill, Senate Bill 808, roll call, please.
Senators Pavley?
Here.
Cogdill?
Here.
Hollingsworth? Huff? Kehoe? Lowenthal? Padilla?
Here.
Semidion? Wilk?
Here.
And Senator Wilk, before you begin, I thought I'd introduce a new face at the dais here. To my right is Catherine Moore. She's one of the 10 science and technology fellows that are now working in the state senate as well as the assembly, correct, or just state senate?
Five in the senate.
Five and five. Impressive background in atmospheric science and a variety of other issues. She has her BS from MIT. Her master's from Cal, and her PhD from Colorado State. So she'll be doing some work in this committee and other areas of my areas of responsibility and select committee, et cetera. So I welcome her here for our first hearing.
That's great.
Senator Wilk.
I'm out of practice.
I know.
Madam Chair, members. SB, pardon? It's going to be a long year, Dave. It was a long year last year.
I told her to limit herself to 2 hours on her presentation.
808 extends the sunset for the Delta Levee Subventions Program from July 1st, 2010 to July 1st, 2016. This program has helped to protect the Delta Levee system and the islands that those levees protect so the Delta can continue to serve its many valuable uses. The subventions program supports directly local agency efforts to maintain or improve their levees, which are private. Because of the dire financial conditions of most local Delta levee agencies and their important tie to California's drinking water supply, 75% state cost share is truly necessary to continue to protect the Delta levees. DWR has yet to complete its Delta risk management strategy, which will recommend priorities for where state funding of Delta levee projects will accomplish the most important state objectives. Setting priorities is crucial and critical to effective use of state funding for Delta levee protection, but until DWR completes the study, the levee program must remain in place. I have accepted the amendments, the amendment suggested by the committee, quite reasonable, and the Central Valley Flood Control Association is here in support of the bill. There is no opposition. I ask for your aye vote. And if you have questions about the program, we have some experts right in front of us.
Do we have some people that can answer those as well?
Yes, who can.
All right. Witnesses in support.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Bob Reeb with Reeb Government Relations on behalf of the California Central Valley Flood Control Association that has supported the prior extensions of this sunset, supports this one as well. I have with me for purposes of questions and answers, if there are any, Mr. Bill Darcy with KSN Engineers and Mr. Mike Moncrief with MBK Engineers, two of the principal engineering firms that work with reclamation districts in the Delta on this program and others as well. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other witnesses in support?
Madam Chair and members, Barry Brotra on behalf of the Central Delta Water Agency and the South Delta Water Agency, we support the bill as well, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Barry. Happy New Year.
Senator, hello. Casey Shemke with the Department of Water Resources. We actually did get quite rapid approval to come up and say this is something that is vital to the department, very important to the department to extend this. We do support support the measure.
Thanks, and
we're also available with technical staff if there
Good.
Are specific
Thank you.
Questions.
There might be some questions.
Madam Chair, Mark Kelly, on behalf of the Sioux Center.
Could you take your hand off the microphone and
repeat that. Yeah, Mark Henley with the Sassoon Resources Conservation District, also in support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone here today wish to testify in opposition to the bill? Seeing none, let me open it up for questions by members. Senator Cogdill.
Thank you very much. I support the bill, certainly in concept. I guess my question is why the need to extend it all the way to 2016 with the work that's underway now and what we know is going to be coming over the next couple of years. why we wouldn't want to extend it to 2012.
Maybe we, yeah, we could hear from Casey or anyone else, because that's one of my questions, the length.
Thank you. The department has Proposition 84 and Prop 1E funds that have been dedicated for flood protection in the Delta and Delta levy projects. The Prop 1E funds, Prop 1E has a statutory deadline of 2015 for appropriation of those, or for encumbrance of those funds, I believe the technical term is. And we believe then that use of those funds would coincide with the sunset in this bill of 2016. So we do think that those two dates do coincide, the availability of funds with the sunset of the program.
Madam Chair, if I may also respond, you know, setting of sunset dates in the legislature is more of an art than a science. I will grant you that. we settled on this date as an association back in 2008, and we got a two-year extension to 2010. And rather than undershoot it, given the potential for delays in these various work products, the Delta Plan, the Delta Stewardship Council, what have you, we felt it would be best to tie it to the availability of bond funding. It can always be modified if the Delta Plan, as informed by DREAMS, is completed before that time.
Okay. And there's language to that effect. That's part of the amendment.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
No.
Senator Wilk, I had a question, and maybe, again, it's back to DWR and Casey answering it, that several people have wanted to know when the Delta Risk Management Strategy actually might be completed.
I'd like to know that, too.
And so would the author. And I noticed Senator Simidian is not here, but he may want to ask that question as well in a sub-2 committee hearing.
I can answer that question for you.
Good.
Tracing back to through the prior legislation, AB 798 specifically talked about this prioritization of funding based on, which was the senator's bill, based on the AB 1200 risk assessment report that was done. That report was completed by the department in early 2008, but separate but along with that was the Delta Risk Management Strategy study that was taking place, which is far more extensive, dealing with a variety of risks from the sunny day event of flooding through flood season through seismicity, dealing with what are the risks for transportation, for other infrastructure, communications, gas and oil pipeline, all of that. That is being looked at as part of DREAMS. At this point, we have just recently re-upped the contract with the contractors working on that. We are looking at a February 2011 date for completion of that. And that did get caught up in the state's economic difficulties and availability of bond funds and the likes of that. So that is the situation that we're faced with that study. What it will be, however, though, it will be a tool for setting the priorities. It's both a science question of what are the risks and where it can be saved and not, but it's also a policy question. So I was asked a little earlier, not by the committee, but I was just asked about the Delta Stewardship Council and some of the priorities that they will be setting. I don't believe it's inconsistent that DREAMS can be used by any entity who's going to be using it for those types of priority setting.
There's also, Madam Chair, a Central Valley Flood Protection Plan that is probably beginning to be put together.
And that is a due date of 2012.
Right. Yeah. So the DREAM study will inform that one as well. And then I assume the Delta Plan will coordinate and incorporate all of that under the Delta Stewardship Council's eye.
And if there are no other questions, I guess my final one is, in the past it had been a 50-50 match.
Correct.
Just the justification on why we're switching from 25-75, because I had assumed not as many projects get done.
Yeah, we had already, I believe, switched to 75-25, and that was the recognition that if it remained at 50-50 projects, would not occur because
local governments didn't have the matching monies.
these are private levies, so we're talking about reclamation districts that have very little money. But if we went to 75-25, we'd achieve a certain amount of construction. That was the thought, and so we're continuing that.
Okay. Appreciate that. Any other questions? It's been moved. A roll call, please. It's due pass as amended to appropriations.
Senators Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Cogdill?
Aye.
Cogdill, aye. Hollingsworth? Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Simidian? Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
So that's seven. Do you want to hold a roll over for Simidian, or?
The bill has seven votes. I believe that's sufficient votes, unless we've heard from Simidian's office that he's on his way. We'll just wait 1 minute then. I'm leaving the roll open for just a few minutes to see if Senator Simidian shows up.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I don't think mine be closing the roll because it's not that big deal.
I know he's in charge.
No, because I don't want to.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, he might maybe he's trying.
Huff's voice here.
We actually have a couple of years where the construction costs would be amazing. We get a lot of work done this year.
So nice to see you, Senator Simidian. We left the roll open for you. It's a Senate Bill 808 by Senator Wolk. Simidian?
Simidian?
Simidian,
voting
aye.
Simidian, aye.
Thank you very much.
So that has eight votes.
And with that, that measure, Senate Bill 808, has eight votes. The bill is out and on its way to appropriation with the amendment. The meeting is adjourned.